These are all movies made by Saraband because people had been requested them. I brought them over for you to see. You'll recognize some of your past, your friends that passed away, or your relatives. I want to thank. I am thankful that I am a participant of this Elders Conference. Although I am not all that strong, I thank my God for helping us all. And wherever you go, when you start to travel, please remember us in prayer and our children. I just want to say this. If you are unhappy about having a short elders conference, like for only 1 week, whereas last year it was 2 weeks, please say so now. Or if there are some topics that you prefer to talk about, and if you will say so now that we missed, please let us know. If you can also let us know what part of the year would be a best time for you to meet, let us know also. We thought August would be just right for hunters, and we try to make it. We try to make a second week in August appropriate for Elders Conference. What do you think about the length of the Elders Conference for 1 week? Do you think that it's better this year? Would you rather have 1 week meeting or 2 weeks meeting? Is 1 week better for you? As for me, because we are from my family, we think that 1 week is better for those of us that have families away from Barrow. One week seems to be a better length than 2 weeks. Last year we conducted an elders conference for 2 weeks because we had a lot of topics to cover. And 2 weeks was a bit too lengthy. people have been also asking about their food on, and prefer to have in your backboard rather than have rather than be served by peppies. Last year we had cooks at the school kitchen where we can almost choose what we eat. That is another question I would like to know about the food. This year regarding last year there was a lot of Mexican food served where it would be a little disturbing for your diets. So this year we had asked them not to serve all Mexican food. What kind of food did you have? So next year we will try and have our own cooks. So that your diet will not be too indigested. Yesterday they didn't have a right number of food served, and they served them raw food, and also they didn't serve them adequately. Therefore, they informed Fran about the poor services. Anybody have anything to say? The floor is open. I am thankful. Because the people have been so generous about serving the food, and they also brought some food over, or our cooks would bring abundant food for us to eat. For those of us that come from different villages, we should not expect the people to serve us and bring our own food that might be used here for the elders conference if we bring our own food from the different villages. I think it would be a good idea for next year. The food that will be adequate for our diets. For me, I think I'll be able to bring some food. But last year I didn't bring enough fish, but I did order some more. And because this time I didn't know whether I was coming or not, I didn't hardly bring any food. I am thankful that there was a lot of food served, seafood also that I especially like. For me, I am grateful. Sarah Konagnara. My name is Batfish. When I think about the winter, about next year's conference, if they will have their own cooks, and if the planning department plan, how many will be there, 50 or 60 people? Could be prepared for 4 days ahead of time or 1 week ahead of time. The stools can be bought wholesale. I think I would prefer that. If they would buy some meat and store them away right before the elders' conference. Whether they have whales, beluga, fish, anaklik, but try to plan them adequately. I would really like that. That way they wouldn't be asking for services from other people to bring food. For me, I think is most preferable.
PNN Inupiaq. When we eat Inupiaq seafood, when it is overcooked, it is difficult to swallow. And if we have our own cooks, although a lot of us do not like to eat cooked meat that's not really cooked, there are those of us that would like to eat our food that is not overly cooked, especially food like bearded seal and walrus. And I'm saying this because when people bring in food for us to eat, a lot of times the food that we get is overcooked. And if we have our own cooks, we'd prefer to have our meat cooked right, especially for us elders. And I think that was Roxy Kona. I'm going to continue on what Roxy Kona said. Next year I'd like to have akutuk added on to our diet. Roxy Kona is right. The elders, there are some elders that do not like to have their meat overcooked. Although there are some people that prefer to have their meat well done. We have people that know how to cook, especially the ones that know how to cook the way the elders like it. And if they would be asked to cook for us next year. I would just like to support what Roxy Iguana said, and my name is Jonah Levitt. Because last year I was among the people that were missed because I was the late arrival. That was during our regular food. When I found out that my pork chop was not cooked, I remember that the pork chop had to be cooked well. Therefore, I didn't eat my pork chop. I just want to thank the people that served us the food. I would like to say that I would like to have complained, but my thankfulness overwhelmed my need to complain. I often think myself, can we from there move to another village rather than having the elders conference in there all the time? But I understand now, and that also stopped the question that I had always, whether the meeting will also be in there, because I found out that people in Kotzebue always have their meetings in Kotzebue also. For me, I probably don't know how to cook, but because I have, I was so grateful that they served us in Iber food up there. When they brought in a lot of Inupiaq food, there was abundance of food up there. There was when we had a 2 weeks meeting, that must have been last year. When the young people have something to give to the older people, they are not holding back. They usually don't hold back. They usually give abundance. But because I think they are a little bit too busy, they must be lacking. I, for one, cannot eat very much white man's food. That is all. I would like to say something to you because I am part of the participant of this Elders Conference, although I'm supposed to attend this meeting all the time. My partner is Panihir and Anna Nayukuk. I want to thank all of you for being so humble to adhere to the young leaders that is performing this Elders Conference. I know I'm supposed to attend this meeting,
because it was impossible for me to attend the meetings. I had to go to Anchorage. Talking about food, I was raised having Inupiaq food with rare cooking, because the Inupiaq people usually like their meat rare. My grandparents and I ate with my grandparents and the Inupiaq people. When you talk about the food for next year, if we can reach the next year, I'm sure that the people coordinating this will try to meet your need to meet your diet in every way they can, because they try to try all their best to please or adhere to every need you have. I am thankful that you have pleased us and adhere to everything that we need. That is all. Maybe someone else have to say something. I am thankful. Walter Akhik Sr.
I am Sullivan Namnak. I'm going to say a few words. I'm very thankful for God for giving us the ability to talk and be able to understand both Inupiaq and English through translators. When I was young, I used to run around trying to do things when people asked me to do things. And as we know from a long time ago, the elders always emphasized the need for being prepared during the months of September and October. Even though there are terms for them in Inupiaq, we use the terms in English for September and October. They are the months for getting prepared for everything. The other villages, like here in Barrow, have names for different seasons. And the time for preparedness. Prior to meetings, the people would start getting ready. Like in Bada Island, the people would send food, like in the fall time, sending maktab for the Thanksgiving and Christmas season. like in Bell, since it's getting so big, the time for getting ready is not nearly as pressing as it used to be, but in small villages, still the case. So never open Berna. During the fall hunt, we used to hear I'll hand it over to Emily.
That is the preparation months of the year concerning the whales, the ducks, or any animals that we have. And here in our homeland, we have seals and fish and other sea mammals that other hunters can use when the ice has frozen or when it is completely frozen. I am thankful that the people talk about how we can prepare our life. Then these people had ice cellars, but right now that people are using freezers rather than the ice cellars. These people that gather food together for the winter, they still are prepared for ice cellars or freezers. When the people from long ago gathered the food, they didn't write them down, but they will just mark it in a calendar or something to indicate something, to remember something. But now, the young people, using the tonic ways, know how to speak English and know their way of life. But my children have been talking to me, and they always inquire about the past life of our ancestors. And when they prefer to have rare food during their food here at the Elders Conference. This rare type of mood is for anyone that have preference. I think the older people, the elder people prefer the rare meat. Or anybody, even the Taniks have a rare type of meat. Anybody who prefer to have their meat however they want it, that's all I have to say. My name is Selwyn.
I'm going to say a few words. As we were listening to the people talking about food, I'm going to say a few words regarding our get-together. Since we grew up with Inupiaq food, how we enjoy eating our food. A while back when we were eating Inupiaq food, when we ate food that people cooked, I know that my children would be bringing food. I know they would come home from work, and then they'd come home from work and start food and start cooking them meat. People would be bringing food as my children would. I'm just saying that, and also I'm very thankful, especially for those of us that come from the villages. And we're very thankful for the help that our young people are giving us without being lazy about it. They're helping us in terms of paperwork, in terms of food, and we have a lot to be thankful for, especially to the young people here in Barrow that are helping us. It's been very comfortable coming to the meetings. They've been picking us up. The young people have made it as easy as possible, and we're grateful for that. Even though we live quite a ways from the meeting place, they've been picking us up. I'm very thankful, and my name is Samuel Kunangnana. My name is Takalak, and I'm up here just so I can say thank you. Since they treated us so well while we're at the meeting, giving us really good food, I'm very thankful for that. I'm very grateful to all the people that are working, and I'm very thankful for all the people that are doing the writing. And right now we're talking about how we can make improvements. In the Inupiaq tradition, when people learn a lot, they're fast learners. Right now I'm going to tell a story about this person named Kumak. About this person. Oh, yeah, go ahead. This man, Kumak, was a well-renowned skater in the United States. He was also Inupiaq. That is something also I want to relate. Thank you. I want to say something about next year's thing. If they could make jackstones made out of sticks, so that we can use sticks for harpooning, or if they could have peputak, part of the joints for seals. Because I have a father that like to invite people. I would like to invite a few people to come over for lunch at my place. Even for those that are not even visitors, I will go home before you to prepare the meat. If you like to have, yeah.
For this I am thankful because I am participating for the first time, and when I am so thankful when I have enjoyed myself, when I thoroughly like to enjoy myself. We tried to jump rope that time when the ladies had a gathering, but I had lost how to jump rope. It was so funny. We were bumping into people and not coordinated for jumping rope. That is all. Rodin again. I would like to say thank you for the food. And even if you have bring a little bit, sometimes it gets bigger. Even though I don't have a hunter or anyone to hunt for me, I still have a little bit of food to bring every now and then for a gathering. I'm thankful for those of you that come to tell stories. And I'm thankful that I can participate. Thankful for you visitors that come by. Bring reminisce back to our ancestors that we know so well when they talk. When the visitors talk, or when the older people talk. Even sometimes when we talk about something, it doesn't seem like we're talking about nothing. There's still prayer about what our goals is, and somehow it always comes to a better purpose. I am thankful for God, for a true God that assists us in this Elders Conference. Even though I am not a renowned leader, I am thankful for God because I surely cannot stand by myself. Even the elder people are slowly dying. Even though we are very old, our hair doesn't get very dark. My name is Eunice Levitt.
I'd like to say a few words. We were asked to make comments for next year's conference. And next year, we're being asked to comment for next year on what topics we'd like to cover. If we have some topics we'd like to have covered, to say them. The one I've been thinking about, I'd like to say, regarding our land. On identifying the areas where land was utilized. There's some places that we can definitely identify because there are evidence of use with bones. And I've been thinking if we can put identification marks on the land that we have used. And also write down what animals had been hunted and who had utilized it. The people in Wainwright area also know their area and the land use.
we can make identification marks on the land, I think it would be a good idea for our future generation's benefit. In places like Kugura, and there are places where there are big whale bones and our ancestors, when they were talking, they would talk about where different animals were hunted. Right now, if our people would talk about what animals were hunted where, it would be helpful. Like areas where, in places like Kuguruk and Flaxman Island, where whales were hunted, are examples. Next year at the conference, if we would identify exactly where, what animals were hunted, and where. Animals such as caribou,
go ahead. If they can talk about the caribou and about the oil companies, how they are damaging the hunting grounds without notifying us, those are the thoughts that I have myself that I would like to relate to for our next conference. My name is Ikwana. Because they asked me to speak, I want to implore you, Elders Scott, and the elders, how appreciative your knowledge is. Those of us that do not know about the past, showing us the song or stories, I want to implore you and encourage you to tell us more about the things or the facts that we don't know about. It is truly a big help to us, because we don't really know what happened then in the past. I want to encourage you and your home to encourage the younger people at home or not only here in the Elders Conference, but make it a practice to show the young people about the games in the past, or talk to them about the language. These words that were used in the past are now not being practiced. And if you will start using English and use Inupiaq, it will truly be a big assistance. The things that I would like to motivate in the Elders Conference, not only by talking, but by seeing how things are. I think it would be most enjoyable if we don't just talk, but if they can have something to show, like a show and tell, or if they would dye, or if they could scrape the skins, or show us how they make robes, or how they make comics, or things like that, if they have something to show rather than talk about it, it would be a something for us to remember always. We are waiting for a motivation of this type. Because we don't know what that is. If we can prepare you and prepare you with these things, we would like to see these things being shown. I want to show you my appreciation because even though we don't always remember the elder people, we always have high regard for them, and I'd like to enjoy them and have fun with them. Even though you have showed us a lot of things,